It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. This month, hundreds of rock climbers will descend on, and then maybe ascend, the Wind River Mountains near Lander, Wyoming. They're congregating for the 8th Annual International Climbers Festival. The area first started attracting world-class climbers 11 years ago, when a gold prospector discovered a set of climb-worthy limestone cliffs. Participants range in age from 1 to 71 and hail from throughout the U.S. and countries including Mexico, Germany, South Africa, and South Korea. They gather not to compete, but to celebrate their up-and-coming sport. Early modern climbers drove wooden pegs into natural crevices. Nowadays, climbers encountering an impossibly smooth rock face may drill a bolt right into the cliff to get a leg or a hand up. The practice has raised controversy about possible environmental damage. Changing technology has also accelerated the speed of the sport. Back in 1958, one climb in Yosemite National Park took 40 days. Now an expert can summit in about 4.5 hours. But back at the festival in Wyoming, no one's racing to the top. Participants swap stories, build trails, and team up for a Jell-O tug of war. The climbers who yank the most adversaries into a pit of Jell-O win appropriate prizes, ropes to use on future climbs. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.